This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Dunedin Community Accounting is once again offering opportunities for charities and other non-profits to benefit from some advice around accounting procedures and financial reporting. Here to tell us a little bit more about that, Hannah Obradovic from Weave Together. Hannah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming in.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
So Dunedin Community Accounting, this has been operating for a number of years now, particularly targeting non-profit organisations to help them kind of upskill in this area. Tell us a little bit about what's on offer.
Yes, so we have senior accountancy students from University of Otago. They provide answers and practical help under the supervision of chartered accountant. We meet weekly, so we have a couple of groups of students who meet weekly on Mondays and offer support and advice for not-for-profits.
So it's a really nice way of doing it. You've got students who are in the process of their education around all this, but all of the advice that they give is backed up by those who are well qualified to be able to sort of sign off the advice that they give.
Correct. Yes, we have chartered accountant at every session.
Hannah, I guess it's pretty common in particularly small organisations for people like treasurers and so forth to maybe even come into that role without any direct experience of it, and that can be quite intimidating for some. So I suppose this is about making sure that they tick all the right boxes.
Yes, that's correct. So we have senior accountancy students who wouldn't necessarily know much about not-for-profits, which is where this comes helpful for everyone involved, because we often have clients from not-for-profits who have just come into a treasurer role who wouldn't necessarily know much about it. So this is good to have students on board as well as chartered accountant. They go through, you know, processes.
In addition to do things like just, you know, balancing the books on a monthly basis, I guess a lot of these organisations have commitments each year to financial reporting, to getting back to those who might have provided grants and so forth to them.
Yes, so if it's about setting a budget, doing your annual accounts, reporting to a board, or just keeping good records, this is where DCA comes helpful and handy.
Tell us a little bit about when and where these sessions take place.
So the sessions take place on Mondays, aside of public holidays and the breaks. So we will run sessions from 11th of March up until 1st of April when we have mid-semester break. And then we start again from April 8th till 27th of May. So all the term, student term, uni terms, that's when we run. Mondays at 43 Princess Street, Dunedin Community House, on the first floor. And all the information can be found at DCA's website, dca.org.nz.
And does an organisation make a booking for some one-on-one? Is that how it works?
Yes, so we encourage organisations to book through our Book Like a Boss website. But if you go to DCH website, everything will be there. And also you are very welcome to email at kia ora@dca.org.nz. So that is kia ora, one word, @dca.org.nz.
Is it useful, do you think, Hannah, for someone who's in a position of trying to upskill in this area to bring with them any of the material that they might have from their community organisation, or is the training and advice a little bit more general than that?
It would be helpful for the students to know up front what's going to be asked or what organisation is coming the following Monday. So we usually open bookings, and we would hope to receive some information from the client by Thursday or Friday the week before, and they are very welcome to send anything they might think is relevant and helpful for students and the chartered accountant as well.
Right.
And everything is confidential.
And that's important to say, of course.
Yeah.
And I imagine that you get everything from people who are still doing book work to do their accounting through to those who are using some accounting software. Is it part of the process to let people know what is out there in terms of technology to support what they're doing now, like the programs that are available?
Yes, we would be able to inform them, I guess, what might make the process helpful, but we can't make those recommendations and give financial advice. So that's not what student would usually do, nor the accountant.
But they're part of the set of tools that are available to people if they want to know a little bit more about what they're about and how they might be able to be useful for their organisation. That kind of thing can be talked through.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, this is really a fantastic opportunity, because I know that within particularly not-for-profits and small organisations, it can be a bit stressful, right? The whole accounting process for a start, for those who might not ever have done it before, plus the reporting that needs to be done on an annual or even more regular basis than that about the financial state of your organisation. You know, it all sometimes falls on one person's shoulders. So here's an opportunity to share a bit of that load and to feel a little bit more comfortable about embracing that role within your own organisation, and very importantly, absolutely free of charge. Let's just remind our non-profits out there, Hannah, of how they get in touch to book their spot for some time with Dunedin Community Accounting.
All right. So if you go to website or Google Dunedin Community Accounting, you will come to the dca.org.nz website, where you can find the information. You are also encouraged to call 0800 113 160 if you wish to book with us, or email at kiaora@dca.org.nz. So that's kiaora@dca.org.nz.
Fantastic opportunity. And thanks so much, Hannah, for taking some time to join us here on the Awesome Morning Show to tell us all about it.
You're welcome.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.